Thoughts about contemplating the recovery phase. Two of the three core components of classic cross-country ski technique, aka diagonal striding, are push-off and weight transfer. The third, and arguably most magical component to properly striding, is the glide phase. Gliding is, after all, what separates cross-country skiing from many other bipedal activities such as walking, hiking, or running. What I find most interesting about gliding, however, is the fact that it also constitutes the recovery phase. All physical endeavors incorporate some sort of recovery element. This essentially means that your body won't naturally fire all of its muscles simultaneously. With every body movement, specific muscles will engage while others relax. Push something moderately heavy away from you with your arm, and you'll feel the triceps contract while the biceps relax. Now, pull that same object back toward you, and you'll feel the opposite. When you run, for example, the trailing leg effectively gets a micro rest as it momentarily trails behind. This rest period, albeit brief, enables the leg to then load back up as it swings forward, plants, and pushes off again. So when you're executing proper body movement, regardless of motion or discipline, you should be experiencing a natural ebb and flow, compression and expansion, or call and response. The example of running is somewhat similar to diagonal striding, except, of course, that there's the glide phase to classic skiing. So although the motion and execution share similarities, the rhythm is inherently different. But this is the case with every sport, movement, or motion, as the rhythm will be commensurate with the activity in question, as well as the terrain over which you're traveling. But to know that you're supposed to be relaxing while you're exerting yourself is often a paradox that beginner athletes have difficulty reconciling. They just want to push at all costs because that's what it looks like the pros are doing. But this is not really the case. Top-tier athletes simply operate at a much higher level of performance than the rest of us normal humans. And I guarantee that those same athletes have dialed in their technique so that they're using the least amount of energy to produce the maximum amount of results. Through years of training, they also know when to hit the gas and when to lay off of it. And they have the stamina to adjust their rhythm over the long term. Most importantly, though, is that they understand what it means to achieve a flow state, or perhaps they just know how to efficiently operate within that relaxation-exertion paradox inherent with body movement. I've recently been contemplating the recovery phase of an activity for a couple of reasons. The first is that my Discover Cross-Country Skiing weekly clinic began 2 weeks ago, so I'm currently teaching a lot of beginner cross-country skiers. And until a person can fully transfer all of their weight from one ski to the next when diagonal striding, they're missing out on the glide, aka recovery phase. Basically, if you don't transfer all of your weight from one ski to the next, you're splitting your weight between both skis. This means that both of your legs are trapped in a perpetual state of exertion in an effort to prevent you from doing the splits. It's funny because it's actually kind of tiring to watch beginners tire themselves out while working on the skill. No matter how you cut it though, it's always a challenge to inspire people to let go of their fears and commit, no matter how small the act. Another reason I've been thinking about the recovery phase of an activity is that it seems like I've been shoveling snow every day for the past month. I know that's not truly the case, but I'm pretty sure that I've been shoveling for at least 75% of those days. So in a lot of respects, I've begun to feel like Sisyphus. Every day I shovel, but then every following morning, there's new snow on the ground in which to shovel. Lather, rinse, repeat. Where's the recovery phase in all of this? That said, the toll on my body from shoveling is one thing. I've been an athlete all of my life and I'm still young and healthy enough to deal with the increased workload, but this season I've gotten so wiped out from the constant battle with the snow and the uncertainty of what's to come that it's hard for me to focus on anything else, such as creative endeavors. I can't help but feel anxiety when I see all of the snow piling up on the roof. It's over 4 feet in some places, after all. A couple of weeks ago, our main sewage line exiting the house was clogged, so we spent a few days dealing with that. Although it wasn't directly related to the winter storms, the outside cleanout was buried under 4 feet of snow at the time. Now it's under 6 feet of snow. We've already had a number of power outages this winter, so whenever the wind gusts over 15 miles an hour, I cross my fingers in the hopes that another tree won't fall and take out another power line. Just yesterday, one of my friend's water pipes froze and burst in their garage. And then there's the stress of having to drive in perpetually hazardous conditions, whether that be running errands around town or commuting to work. Now, I'm grateful that I only have to drive up once at the start of the work weekend and then back home after the weekend is over. However, due to all of the stormy weather we've had, those one-way commutes are 2.5 hours long, and I have to stay extremely vigilant for their duration because a lot can happen on the roads between my home and work. As I said, I can deal with the physical stuff. I understand what that type of recovery looks like, i.e. rest, pacing oneself, and eating more calories, but recovering from mental stress and anxiety is another matter. This really came to my attention after I published a longer format video about classic cross-country skiing in the backcountry right before the holidays. Around that time, I was also working on an article for Tahoe Trail Guide, so once I finished the video, I went back to that article. However, I quickly realized that I needed to stop working on it because I just couldn't maintain the output. I was trying to push, but I was burning myself out. So as much as I wanted to keep hammering out projects, I really needed to just take a break and shut down my mind for a couple of days. Fortunately, Christmas arrived soon after and provided a much-needed break, and then I went back to work for a couple of days. Upon returning home, however, the rain and snowstorm cycle that's lasted for weeks began, and it hadn't really let up until today. I continued to try and work on projects throughout, but the weather disrupted my workflow to one degree or another ever since. That's really frustrating to me because one of my greatest mental flaws is that I frequently succumb to the trap of believing that I could accomplish so much more if only I had more time, I didn't have to do this or that, or whatever. So I get stuck dwelling on all the things that I can't do for whatever reason. In essence, what I'm saying is that I feel like those beginner cross-country skiers trying to learn how to both exert and relax at the same time. But it's the muscle between my ears that's being overworked, and I've always struggled with finding ways in which to let it recover. Admittedly, quieting my mind or stopping it from either generating new ideas or refining the ones I've already been contemplating has always been a challenge for me. Now, I'm not trying to paint a doom and gloom scenario here, and I'm definitely not the only person struggling with extreme winter conditions right now. Rather, I'm just verbally rationalizing why my brains currently feel fried. Or perhaps I'm just making excuses for why I haven't accomplished more this winter. Either way, I'm trying to be flexible in an effort to weather all of these storms, pun intended, while still keeping my eyes on my long-term goals and projects. Even though I may not be a professional athlete, I know what it feels like to experience flow either in an athletic or creative capacity. So more than anything, having to endure one disruption after another in pursuit of something meaningful is the most exhausting thing to me. I'm hoping that with these recent storms finally coming to a close, for how long, who knows, I'll be able to find some rhythm again, while experiencing that exertion-relaxation paradox that comes with creating and completing projects.